Welcome to Bitachon for Our Times with the OU Women's Initiative. I'm Ya'el Davidowitz. The Cat and Ball Strategy and the Message of the Mun. We strive to live and approach every area of our life imbued with Bitachon, but making money and our financial well-being is an area that for many needs particular strengthening when it comes to Bitachon, recognizing that even though we are required to put forth hishtadlus, effort to provide for our needs and those of our families, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the real provider. The mun, the supernatural food that fell daily from the sky, Sunday through Friday, for decades, for our great-great-grandparents, our ancestors in the Midbar, in the desert, was a message for each of us regarding the reality of our financial well-being. And that is that Hashem is not only the real provider, but he provides each of us with exactly what we need. The Medrash, Yalkut Shemoni on Shemos, teaches that each day in the Midbar, enough mun fell to provide sustenance for thousands of years. But the Jews were given a clear directive. They could only collect one omer a day per person, except for Fridays, when they collected a double portion in order to have mun for Shabbos. If more than one omer per person was collected on any other day, the mun would spoil. And so the question arises, why would Hashem have so much more mun fall than was even allowed to be collected and have so much go to waste? Rav Eliyahu Dessler in his Mechtav Me'Eliyahu explains that it was a lesson to demonstrate to us for all time that Hashem has endless abundance. There is no limit to what Hashem can provide. In case one may think that Hashem provided sustenance in the desert, but post that clearly miraculous era in time, we create our own financial destiny, Hashem commanded that a jar of mun should be kept in the Mishkan and later in the Beis HaMikdash for all time. As the Torah says in Sefer Shemos, Perek Tesai and Pasuk Lamed Beis, Zeh HaDavar Asher Tziva Hashem Melo HaOmer Mimenu L'Mishmeres L'Dor Sechem. Hashem commanded that an omer of mun be stored l'doro sechem, for all generations, because although times and circumstances change, reality doesn't. For four decades, until the Jewish people entered the land of Israel, Hashem provided in an open, miraculous manner, when the only hishtadlus required was for the Jews to go outside and gather up some mun from the ground. The Jews entered Eretz Yisrael on the 10th day of Nisan and continued to eat man until the 16th of Nisan. Upon entering Eretz Yisrael, requirements changed. Regular hishtadlus to work set in. The 16th day of Nisan is the second day of Pesach, where there is a special karban called the Karban HaOmer, which is brought. This karban is one omer of the first barley harvested. Each day in the desert, Hashem provided in a clear, open manner, one omer of mun per person. Post that miraculous time, the one omer of grain from the new harvest brought as a karban echoed the reality that even though we are now going through the motions of agricultural work, it is HaKadosh Baruch Hu who remains the true provider. The message of the mun, the message that Hashem is the director of our finances, is one that we can think about every time we bench, since the first bracha of Birkat HaMazon was composed by Moshe Rabbeinu in the Midbar in response to the gift of the mun. We can also focus on the message of the mun each Shabbos, since the Lecha Mishnah, the two loaves of challah, represent the double portion of mun that fell every Friday. And here's one more strategy that is a bit more on the creative side. I read about a businessman who would keep a glass jar of cotton balls on his desk. When business was struggling and he would start to worry about providing for his family, he would look at the jar and remember the mun, comforted in knowing that Hashem is the ultimate provider. And when business was booming, the cotton balls reverberated the very same message. We are just going through the motions. It is Hashem providing now as well. The message of the mun is a message for all times. Hashem and only Hashem is the source of our sustenance. Always. Thank you for listening to Bitachon for Our Times. At every moment of every hour, there is no other force or power. In Od Milvado, Efes Zulaso. Bitachon for Our Times is dedicated by Eve and Sedona Cohen in loving memory of their grandfathers, Philip Cohen of Philadelphia and Dr. Dudley Weber of New York, of blessed memory.